Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Okay, it is our random question. Question 206-421 Rob.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Brandon. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Brandon, welcome to the program. Yeah, random question, question.
Real quick. Sorry about that. All right.
You ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock.
I sound like Paul Stanley.
I think you can answer this one.
Are you ready to rock?
Where have you masturbated in a pinch? Where have you masturbated in a pinch?
In the work bathroom.
The work bathroom.
All right.
What kind of work do you do?
Oh, yeah, man. I worked at Lowe's and just rubbed one out.
You were working at Lowe's.
I don't think we need to name check that.
I can't believe they don't put that on their commercials.
I'm glad I don't shake the hand of the associates when I walk into these places anymore, thanks to COVID.
Man, oh, man.
Well, I mean, I did wash my hands.
Sure.
I mean, there's that.
Was there privacy? Was it multi-stalls? Was it just one lock, one door, one head? What?
It was multi-stalls. I'm pretty sure there's somebody next to me, but it's whatever.
Okay.
I don't know if I can fight through that.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, if I can see the shoes of a person next to me, like, you're killing my vibe,
right,
bro.
Exactly. That's like size 14.
Hey,
man.
You need to leave. I'm not in here to poop. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, at the time, I didn't really care, you know?
Was there a trigger at all? Did you see somebody, a customer, or anything like that? Or you just were just kind of feeling the moment?
No, I mean, so there was a girl that I worked with that I always tried to get with, and that was it. I mean,
okay.
She was there that day, and there you go.
Did you ever get with her?
I did, actually.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Did you ever tell her you rolled into the bathroom at work thinking about her?
I did. And actually, it was the same day that I got with her.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we went back to her house for drinks, and I mean, that's just, I was like, hey, I've thought about you a long time. I rubbed one out to you, and that
love.
Was, I guess it
she
was romance.
Oh, that is the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said to me.
Man, oh, man. I'm going to give that a shot.
Hey, look, I guarantee you right now, I guarantee you, in my lifetime, no one has ever masturbated thinking about me.
Oh, I have.
No way. Not even once. No.
Just never. Last night, buddy.
Nobody has.
Never. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Sure.
You got to be on a different level. You know what I mean? You got to be good looking.
It might not be somebody who you would want to do that, but I'm sure somebody has.
Yeah.
Oh, I can think of someone.
I don't think so.
I think we have a former coworker.
Nah.
She was digging your bro. Remember, this woman quit. So like anything, you know, you have a work event. I will not say specifically what event it was. People get drunk. People start being honest. And this particular woman wandered her some miles. Man, oh, man.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember her?
No.
Hold on. Let me just write down where it was.
Was I drunk?
You came up to me. So it was at an event where everyone's kind of off doing their same thing. And you were like, listen, man, just do me a favor and hang out with me for a minute. I'm like, what's up? And you're like, just, you know, she's...
I remember the one woman in Denver who wouldn't leave me alone.
Right, see? That woman probably has too.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't
remember this woman.
No.
So this woman really wanted a piece of miles. And look, nobody cares. It's one of these things. People get drunk, all right? But word went around all the coworkers, and nobody cared. It was just more of a funny thing, all right? So this event was over a weekend. that Monday, that person was so embarrassed for being so open about it, I guess, they quit.
They quit.
Oh. They quit. And even the boss who we had at that time, not our boss directly, but a different boss, said, listen, you don't understand who we work with, not just us as a show, but everyone in this industry. Like,
well, I wouldn't have cared.
Nobody cared. You didn't care. You did not care. In fact, you were trying to be nice to her, kind of ease it down a little bit, but she was just really humiliated or embarrassed or whatever it was and literally quit that Monday. I cannot remember her
name,
dude.
Yeah. Okay.
But she has.
Okay. Reason we asked, where have you masturbated in a pinch? For the second time in weeks, a Florida woman has been arrested for pleasuring herself in public.
She's thinking about you.
This time at Popeyes at 10 a.m.
Popeyes. Oh, man, I love that chicken sandwich.
Popeyes
she loves
at,
it more.
Popeyes open at 10 a.m.?
Apparently.
Okay. Vanessa Lee Jones, who's 38, was arrested Saturday morning after a witness reported spotting her masturbating at the dumpster outside of Popeyes in St. Petersburg.
That's hot.
Out by the dumpster.
By Jones, the dumpster with rendered chicken.
She was fully nude at the time. Wow. When police responded to the scene, officers also witnessed the defendant masturbating in front of the dumpster completely naked. She had not stopped. She was arrested for exposure of sexual organs. She's being held in the county jail on $150 bond.
Just you're a nuisance.
In the arrest affidavit, St. Pete Police noted that Jones showed no indication of drugs or alcohol influence and no indication of any mental health issues.
When she was arrested a few weeks ago, they said the same thing. Said, man, she seemed lucid, sober, everything. She gets naked. Yeah. And does it in very public places.
Jones was arrested in September after allegedly exposing herself and masturbating in front of a 7-Eleven. She was charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition since she already had allegedly continuously rubbed her vagina in view of a minor who was accompanied by a male relative who recorded it on his phone.
I bet he did.
The 7-Eleven, by the way, just a couple of blocks away from the Popeyes, where Jones was arrested on Saturday morning.
Next to a dumpster.
Yeah. According to court reports, Jones' rap sheet includes convictions for theft, possession of drug equipment, trespassing, and possession of synthetic marijuana.
Okay. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
Somebody here says, I once masturbated in an airport bathroom, Denver to be specific, because I hadn't been able to for the week before, which is probably just the amount of time it took you to actually get to the Denver airport. And
yeah,
someone else
I've done it before on an airplane.
Says, you said you went to the bathroom. You did go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right.
I did, yeah.
And handled your bed. How long were you in there? Because that's the thing.
Not very long.
Okay. It needed to be
done. That's good. As long as you didn't help.
Yeah, it was after a long trip where I didn't have much privacy, and there was a picture of a tennis player in a Sports Illustrated. I said, all right.
Game on.
And someone else says, Miles, I'm sure there's been a few women that have handled their business, so to speak, thinking about that schnoz.
Sure, right. Ooh. I love noses. Big ones.
Random.
I don't remember that. Random.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
God, I do, man. I can't remember her name. But she, I would not say what position she worked in, but she worked here for a little while. Not long, maybe about 6 months. We had a big event. She was there as part of it. And anyway, as the night goes on, everyone, of course, is drinking and having fun. And she rolled up to you and was very direct.
Huh.
Very direct. Wow. You're looking for a little help. Like, do not leave me alone. Because she would not stop following you around was the problem. It's not even so much what she was saying. It's more the, you're like, dude, everywhere I go, she keeps showing up. And it's at the point where it's like, look, it's got to stop.
Well, we were working, probably.
We were.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but still, I thought it was great.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What's the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Well,
that's
easy.
True, too. But I mean,
right, I just don't cook for a lot of people often.
Sure.
So there's going to be, what, four of us? One is a child. So I'm just like, all right, I'm cooking.
All right, that's not so bad. Yeah, I just... I'm all about that, man. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So, back in 2001, I think it was, when they took the blood alcohol to 0.08 from 0.1.
Okay.
And so I... like 1 month after that, went to school in Pullman, get a DUI.
We lost you there for a second. So you're saying you got a DUI?
I got a DUI 30 days after it hit 20. I'm a country boy. We drink and drive all the time. We drive combines, tractors. We do it all, right? So I get pulled over in town and get arrested. You know, spend 10 days. You go through the whole thing. And then I got sent out of classes.
We're not tracking, man. Your phone keeps breaking up, so we're not entirely sure what's happening here. You got a DUI.
I got a DUI.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I live in Pullman, and so we go to jail, do-do-do-do-do. I have to go to this alcohol rehab class, right? And a lot of other students are in this class. I'm trying to be a good boy. I refrain from drinking, and I start talking to these people, and they're going to a party one night. I'm like, you guys are still drinking? They're like, yeah, why aren't you? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, come over. In my class, there was a hot, beautiful, smoking girl. I'm like, is she going to be there? And she's like, I'll be there. I'm like, all right, let's go. So we go down to the Cub. We're drinking. We go back to the house. And we're making out, you know, in my car and outside of the party. And I'm like, hey, let's, you know, what are we doing? And she's like, oh, let's go into your car. So we're making out. And she wants to smoke a little bit of a doobie. I'm like, oh, man, okay. And just then we start making out. Oh, sorry. So when we get to it, she wants to go back to the house. I'm like, all right, let's roll. However, I'm going to let you know right now, this is a bad idea. We drove home and got pulled over again because apparently they're pulling everybody over that's driving on that side of the sidewalk. And when I say that, no joke, I was on the sidewalk. So we get pulled over again, two DUIs within 30 days.
So how long are you in jail with that charge?
Just through a couple days.
Okay, all right.
We ended up going, I had to go get a lawyer, got charged with that one, had to go 30 days in to an in-house rehab center.
Did you ever hook up with a girl?
Other than that, no.
Okay, so no. That sucks.
No, two DUIs in 30 days. That's kind of impressive.
What is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Brandon, what stupid mistake will you never live down?
I got hammered and fell in the fire at the family reunion.
That'll work.
Are you known to be that guy?
Generally, especially now, yeah.
Yes, especially now.
What do you mean especially now? What's changed?
Well, I don't fall in the fire anymore. I stay outside of the circle.
Okay, all right.
That's fair.
How many people were at the family reunion?
Oh, there's at least 20, 30. I think there's only two or three people up when it happened. Thankfully, my girlfriend and my uncle pulled me out.
How much hair did you lose or anything like that?
Thankfully, I shaved my beard before the family reunion. Otherwise, I would have had third degree all over my face.
Okay. That's a good thing.
It was second degree all over the arm. Basically from tips all the way up to the elbow.
Do you have to go to the hospital with second-degree burns, or can you kind of just take care of it yourself?
Well, I thought I would have been able to take care of it myself. My family told me to go to the hospital.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
in the moment when it happened, we realized we got to rinse it off and sterilize it. So we realized we need some alcohol. And all we had was Smirnoff Raspberry and Captain Morgan.
So you smothered that all over your arms?
Captain Morgan. Oh, yeah.
How did that burn?
I didn't feel it at all. Felt just like the water did.
Okay.
Again, drunk.
Right.
I like that. I got drunk at the family reunion and fell on a fire.
Well, that was fun.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nigel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Nigel, sober, not sober?
Sober.
I was hoping you would have a British accent, Nigel. It just seems such a British name.
That's pretty common.
In England. All right, Men's Room poll. Buy a scented candle, burn hair, wet farm animal shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I guess candle?
You pick a candle with one of these four scents.
Yes. Burn hair, wet farm animals, shower farts, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I guess Gwyneth.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I like the certainty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here is your question. How far is the free throw line from the backboard in basketball? How many feet?
How many feet?
Mm-hmm.
25.
Oh.
Free throw line? I believe it's 10.
15. From the backboard.
Oh. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. That's a trick question.
See, you're better at it than you thought.
Quick.
All right, your question. Which is the only one of the seven dwarves without a beard? He's out.
Oh. Sorry. What, Dopey?
Okay! I am impressed.
I am too.
Very impressed. I thought we were going to be there for a while.
I could not think of it. Yeah.
Just saying.
Then going with a lot of faith.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Hola!
Brad, sober, not sober?
I'm at work, so I'm sober.
All right, Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you're going to buy a scented candle and burn it for the holidays. Will it smell like burnt hair, wet farm animals, shower farts, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Can the fart be mine if it's a wet fart?
Sure, you're in the shower.
Okay, I'll probably go with the fart then.
All right.
Can it be mine? This is my fart, I'm down.
I own it.
Actually, that's pretty fair.
Well, what other kind is there?
Well, someone else's fart.
I don't shower with other people.
Oh, you haven't lived. All right, here is your question. How many Ivy League schools are there?
Is that like the ones that are really hard to get into?
Yeah,
like,
Brown.
If you're asking that question, yes.
Mm-hmm. 10? I don't know.
That's what I was going to guess. How about 12?
You can accept either 8 or 12. Somehow, both of those answers are featured prominently. No matter what I Googled, either there are 8. So I believe there's 8 original. Perhaps 4 more have joined.
Okay.
But they had 8 and or 12.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Interesting.
Either way, I'm not getting any of them. Based on what I see at home, my kids, I'll save money on that too. All right. Here is your question. What literary character killed Grendel?
Killed who?
Grendel. We actually talked about this very story earlier today.
I don't know who that is, so I'm just going to pass.
Okay.
Beowulf?
Beowulf. Actually, Scott Beowulf killed Grendel.
With his huge penis.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What superhero team includes Robin, Kid Flash, Aqualad, and Wonder Girl?
The Avengers? I don't know. That one here.
The Juniors suck.
The Teen Titans. Aqualad? Do you know how pissed off I would be, even if they're like, we're going to call you Aqualad. Call me Francis.
Mm-hmm. I'll take Debbie.
I don't know. I don't have any kids, so I don't know any of those shows.
Okay. That's all right, Brad. Question number 4.
Question number 4 for you. In what battle did Davy Crockett die?
Civil War?
Miles?
Little Bighorn.
What was that one?
No, he died at the Alamo. He was trying to rent a car, and he was gunned down. Dude, it was...
Wow. All I want is the Corolla.
No, and he died trying to get a Corolla.
Question 5.
Question number 5, you brought up Little Bighorn. In what state would you find the site of Little Bighorn?
Wisconsin.
Miles?
Oklahoma.
Nope. Montana.
Montana.
I'm not doing. What number am I on now?
Six.
What's the tally at for today?
As far as the biggest dummy of just today?
Well, yeah.
That would be Brandon. Took him 15 questions.
15 agonizing questions.
So you got something to shoot for, Brad.
Yeah, I'm coming for you, Brandon.
And his response, what? All right, your question.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear him.
What company is behind Golden Crisp cereal?
Kellogg's?
General Mills.
Kellogg's and General Mills are too good to make this. Post. Post specializes.
Post is good in Raisin Bran. Or Raisin Bran's better than Kellogg's.
Post, of the three major cereal companies, Post makes the fewest that I ever want to eat.
Really?
Like Kellogg's goes, hey man,
not true.
We want you
that's
to
not
enjoy.
True.
Pull up Post, see what they got. Against Kellogg's,
yeah,
even General Mills goes, look, you can eat healthy with Cheerios, you can have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, we don't care, we don't judge.
They have Chips Ahoy cookies in cereal.
That's got to be new.
Those are good, yeah.
Yeah, they got some good ones in here.
Honey Bunches of Oats?
Right.
No.
They got the Honeycomb?
Post is for people that are 150 years old or older.
Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah, Steve might have a point here.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah.
I mean, look, seriously, man, their Post is like, you're old, we don't want you to die, buy our cereal. Okay, Kellogg says, you're young, here's some sugar. General Mills says, it's probably not as healthy as we advertise, but it's good.
I can't argue your point here.
That's all I'm saying.
I give up. They've got grape nuts.
But they do have Fruity Pebbles.
I understand. They also have grape nuts. That cancels each other out.
All right.
We're going to sell you rocks in case you're a bird and have a gizzard. So I don't know why I guess we're so fired. Grape nuts just piss me off. All right. Your question, what pair of German brothers collected such stories as Hansel and Gretel? And it might be how Miles describes me if I look sullen.
I guess I'll pass on that one too.
I gave you the best hints I could. That would be Brothers Grimm.
Oh.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
We're thrilled, Brothers Grimm.
Question number 8, Brad. You're achieving your goal of stupidity.
Question number 8 for you. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Hibernate.
Mammals.
A lot of mammals hibernate.
They lay eggs.
That is, in fact, what they do.
I bet they're great in an omelet.
What kind of eggs are these? Oh, those are platypus eggs.
So greasy, though. Much greasier than these duck eggs.
Why are the eggs greasier than the bacon?
Platypus.
Platypus eggs. That's not a yolk. All right, your question. In Star Wars, what planet did Luke Skywalker grow up?
Tatooine. That was easy.
Okay. Very good.
That was easy because it's not real and the planet doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Why is it that if you ask anything fictional, people know, right?
Yeah.
If you ask something like historical, like I have no idea.
Because it was entertaining.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Oh, man. All right. The king of segues is at it again.
Yeah. So,
don't worry. We're going to get there.
All right.
Just follow me down the path.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So obviously sad news. I'm sure everybody's heard about it. Unfortunately, Alex Trebek lost his battle with cancer over this past weekend. Alex Trebek had already filmed a few episodes and this and that. The last episode will be on Christmas Day.
That's what I heard. Yep.
Which is pretty cool. And
they did an intro the other night to Jeopardy where they said, I can't remember what it was, but the guy who introed the beginning of the show said that he had been taping up to 10 days, maybe?
He was taping up to 10 days before
he passed on. Which, yeah. I mean, you think about that, man. Like, he never stopped working.
Right.
Yep. He never stopped working the entire time.
And he also said the 35 episodes they have remaining will air.
Okay.
So, I mean, you figure, like, a few holidays, this and that coming up. Like, basically, they've got almost a full thing till Christmas.
Yeah, the end of the year will be the end of Jeopardy as we know it in this incarnation.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, it's Christmas, but I don't know about you guys. Damn straight, I'm watching Jeopardy on Christmas.
You know what, man? You know what? But it's also going to be hard to watch. And I'm not trying to. I know it's 2020, and I know all that. But you know what he doesn't know while you're watching the show. Now it's because at that point in time he didn't know when it was going to, you know, when it was going to be over.
All right.
As you're watching it, you know, I mean, like he's just moving on one day at a time. I think that's tough to just.
Why didn't you bring that up after?
What do you mean?
Like when we show up in 2021, you know,
yeah.
Just like, hey, you know, the thing that really hit me was that he didn't know. Now I'm going to be thinking about
that. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard to watch. I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch every episode. But it's still just like, ah, no. How many episodes left?
Wasn't the idea that someone's panicking, be careful, because you don't want them to pull you down?
Oh, I know. I'm just like, oh, no. I love Jeopardy. I love Alex Trebek. It's just going to suck.
Trust me when I say this. It's 2020. It's Christmas Day night. You think you're the only person crying. You are wrong.
Turning 40.
Right? Like, trust me. The tears will be flowing, boys.
That's right.
And with Alex Trebek. All right. Now, Alex Trebek, obviously terribly sad news that he passed away. But one of the most one of the things that Trebek kind of got famous for was SNL, Saturday Night Live, would have Jeopardy.
Right.
So Will Ferrell would be Alex Trebek. There would be a Sean Connery impression. And then one of the more famous ones was Burt Reynolds. And it's even said that Trebek, like, thought it was funny and enjoyed it. And it's just the celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live, like, honestly, is one of the funnier, like, cooler things you'll ever.
And he actually made a cameo. He came in at one point in time, put his arm around Will Ferrell, and they walked out and did the thing that was on SNL. That was cool, too.
That's so good to know, because I did not have that written down.
No, it wasn't when what we're doing, but he made, like, you know, he made one big appearance on there, and, like, Will, like, you know, Ferrell turned around like, what in the hell? Like, okay.
Hope he's not mad.
Yep.
Well, that's nothing, too. For all intents and purposes, did I use that right? All right. You know, from what you could tell, he seemed like a really cool dude.
Yeah.
I even heard some outtakes today where he was doing stuff in the 80s for, like, watch Jeopardy online or call, like, an 800 number or whatever. And he's clearly having a couple pints, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
Putting back a little of Grandpa's cough syrup. And he's even, like, watching for 24 hours. Like, that's crazy. Like, nobody watches one show.
Sure.
Right. And we talked about it. Right. He's a legend in the thing. But this skit to me, if you like Saturday Night Live, this is one of the legendary skits. So, Alex Trebek, Will Ferrell, will be played by Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, who was...
Ted Ferguson.
Right.
Oh, who was it?
Ted Ferguson.
Norm MacDonald, played by Miles Montgomery. And I have no idea who played Sean Connery, but I'm going to try.
All right, we're ready.
We're ready for this. A little live theater.
Okay. Live theater on Live Day. Live Day. Hashtag it.
Welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy. Before we get started with the Double Jeopardy round, I'd like to remind our guests that there are proper bathroom facilities located in the studio. We got a real barn burner on our hands here. In second place, with negative $82,000, is Burt Reynolds.
I checked the podium.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. Funny name.
Great. And finally, in last place, with negative $180,000... Sean Connery.
Well, Francis, seeing you here, Trebek, it's been a while.
Not long enough.
That's not what your mother said last night.
Okay. Here are the categories. Potent potables. Make any noise. Letters or numbers. Will this hurt if you put it in your mouth? An album cover. Condiments. And finally, famous Muppet frogs. I should add that the answer to every question in that category is Kermit. Mr. Reynolds, unfortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for $8,000.
That's condiments for $400. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay, Turd Ferguson.
What do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job. The answer was mustard. Mustard is made from mustard seed. Okay. Sean Connery, why don't you pick the next category?
Well, the game is afoot. I'll take anal bum cover for $7,000.
That's an album cover, not anal bum cover.
I can read your back. That says anal bum cover.
You know, I tell you what. Let's just go to Final Jeopardy. And the category is, you know, I tell you what. Just write a number. Any number. Any number and you win. We'll accept any number. 1, 2, 3, even a 4. We'll accept any one. I know you can do this. Let's see. All right. Mr. Reynolds, what have you written down?
I didn't bother to write anything.
Good work. Finally, Mr. Connery, the category was numbers. And you wrote the letter V. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. Phi is a Roman numeral, so despite your best efforts, you answered correctly. And let's see what you wagered. Suck it, Trebek.
Shuck it, Trebek.
And that is all the time we have here.
Very good. Yes. That's
I know. I mean, we lost Connery, too. I didn't know if I could keep that accent going.
Oh, boy.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And originally, I wanted to toast the doctor that dropped the transplant heart after they managed to rescue the heart from the helicopter that crashed on the helipad on top of the hospital, because stuff like that is phenomenal. But unfortunately, we had a bit of bad news over the weekend. So in this case, we will in fact toast the mighty Alex Trebek. Now, you probably already know this, but Alex died yesterday at the age of 80. If you didn't know, man, oh, man, hate to lay that news on you. But in addition to hosting the game shows The Wizard of Odds, Double Dare, High Rollers, Battle Stars, Classic Concentration, and to tell the truth, he will, of course, always be known as the host of Jeopardy. And look, it doesn't matter who you replace him with. Alex Trebek will always be the host of Jeopardy, much the way Bob Barker is the host of Price is Right, in spite of Drew Carey, who I believe does a fine job, but you're just not Bob Barker. And to put it in perspective, Alex Trebek hosted the show for 36 years. All right. You have any idea how many episodes he taped?
No.
8,000 episodes. Actually, I believe slightly more than 8,000 episodes. We've been doing this for 15 years. What show are we on? 3,000?
3,364.
Yeah. Well, he did about 4,700 more than that. He won 7 Emmys along the way. He was nominated 34 times. And also, let's face it, Alex had an iconic mustache up until he shaved it off in 2018. One of the finer mustaches that people recognize. In fact, people liked his mustache so much that when he shaved it, there was backlash. Now, again, there's a man who shaved his mustache. People freaked out about it. But I think what Alex Trebek did was spectacular. The show made everyone smarter. It also made everyone realize how much we did not know. But in a time, especially, say, in the last 15 years, when we have The Bachelorette or The Kardashians or all these other things that celebrate abject ignorance and stupidity, you can like it if you want. But let's face it, Kardashians are about being stupid, right? Getting away with stuff. It's cool to have a dude that made being smart not suck. Right? And it was everybody. Cool.
He busted on everybody.
It did. He was real dry. We weren't sure if he was joking, but I want to say 90% of the time he was. You just wouldn't know, man. But the guy was iconic to the point that, you know, I'm, 51. My kids know who the dude is because they enjoyed sitting down realizing how stupid they are, too. You know, he's one of those guys. One of those guys that can not make you feel stupid, let you know that you are, in fact, at least dumber than he is, and you still felt good about it, right? But yeah, 8,000 episodes, man, 7 Emmys, 36 years, and he's just like
his bless your heart was good for you.
Yeah, that was his version of bless your heart. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for you, you moron. Anyway, to Alex Trebek. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.